What is a revelation? It's something revealed. The revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what this Bible is. This Bible is to reveal Jesus Christ. Genesis reveals Christ. Exodus reveals Christ. Oh my, I get back in there, I go to getting religious right away or feeling that. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, all of them, everything, even in Nehemiah, Ruth, Job, all of them is a revelation of Jesus Christ, that in Him might dwell the fullness that covers all space and all time. And all that eternity holds is Jesus Christ. And all these little things here is just seeds for that great meeting day when the human race will be introduced in the resurrection to the Lord Jesus. The revelation, God revealing. The tree reveals Jesus Christ. The flower reveals Jesus Christ. The sanctified life reveals Jesus Christ. Sure. Say, how could the flower reveal Jesus Christ? It dies in the fall and rises in the spring. Amen. It serves its place on earth and beautifies. It opens up its little heart like that. The pastor says, oh, isn't that wonderful? What an odor. What aroma to smell the flower. And the bee comes by and says, I'll take my part out. The sightseer comes by and takes his part out. And he calls day and night to keep radiant, to give himself out to somebody else. No wonder Jesus said, consider the lilies of the field, how they call to do his bidding. And yet, I tell to you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like that. Then the lily was revealing Christ. He was called the lily of the valley, the rose of Sharon. See it? How Mr. Lilly, Pastor Lilly, he's a wonderful school, wonderful Bible teacher, Mr. Lilly is. He gets down into the valley, the dark place. He pushed himself up through the darkness of the earth. So what to do? To glorify himself, to glorify everything that comes in contact with him. And he has to toil day and night to keep his radiance of beauty, to keep the perfume of flowing. He's pulled day and night from the earth to give out. Amen. That's what a real Christian does. Amen. You pray and humble yourself and keep before God day and night. Amen. In order you might give yourself to somebody else. Amen. Not what you keep, it's what you give that counts. You must give yourself out to others. Amen. That's the way Jesus did. He gave himself to others.